live and direct from my phone to your ears. Welcome to my voice notes. Tack, beautiful people, and welcome to another freezing episode from very cool Copenhagen. Happy New Year, I guess, as this is our first episode of the year, and boy, is this going to be a very busy year over here at Are We On Air, and I cannot wait to share it all with you, but in the meantime, it's just gonna be me, myself, and I. So, CPH, one of my favorite cities in the world, as it's just oh so cool. And it absolutely makes sense that it keeps being voted as one of the most livable cities in the world. It's just solid, clean, friendly, modern, and the quality of life is just up there. And it's obvious that the Danes are known for their designs, and you can see it when you walk around, and you just see it in the little details, as someone just paid attention to it. It's literally everywhere. Anyway, I went to CPH to meet with our friends at Bang & Olufsen, a beautiful audio brand with so much heritage and attention to detail and design, but more about that very soon, and to find our perfect spot for a kiosk, for a little pop-up, and hopefully we'll have something for you very soon, and hopefully we'll be able to do one in the summer. Anyway, here a shout out to my friend Jonas Hartz, who was so kind to take me to his favorite spots around, and boy did he show me some lovely places. And a new listening bar called Birds. I've been to many listening bars around the world, but this one has to be one of the best in terms of design and cocktails. Again, attention to detail. Everything was just so subtle and smooth. We sat in one corner where one of the famous Louis Poulsen PH5 Poulsen lampshades was lowered to a perfect height, so it was just hovering a good 50 centimeters above the coffee table. And the light was just oh so perfect. And what a difference good lighting and positioning makes to the atmosphere of a space. It's always very flabbergasting to me, and this of course started a conversation between Jonas and I about Danish design and its philosophy, which I just had to record for you. So Jonas, tell me, we're talking about design and audio.
Yeah, but for me I think that we kind of lost the plot about what we call Danish design, because I think what originally made it great was that it was more about being democratic. It was about being together. It was the social aspect. So many of these design pieces that we know today, and many of the big companies, they think they are very cool design companies, but the original designers actually were more interested in how people behave together. It was more like a social thing. And then they wanted to create beautiful objects that kind of catered to that great meeting or that great conversation, or just being together with people that you love. So instead of like trying to be cool, it was more about making you feel good inside. And somewhere along the way, I feel that many of the companies here anyway kind of fell in love with themselves from an outside point of view, where the people are looking to Denmark for cool design. And it was never really about that, in my opinion anyway. And I think that finding back to the roots would be nice. It would be healthy. It would be healthy to again make it more about the conversation, make it more about how we can spend time together in a nice social way, and then find designs that helps us do that. So that's kind of like my take on it. I don't know. It's
the story of the lamp that we have in front of us.
Okay, this is the famous PH5 lamp. It's designed by Paul Henningsen, also known as PH. PH, he was a guy that he also wrote songs, music. He even designed a piano.
Oh, really?
Which is amazing. And he always said, and the PH5 and the PH2, it has a very significant lampshading. And his idea was how to take the light from a light bulb and break it with the lampshades in a way that makes people more appealing, to make, like he said, a woman look beautiful in his light. That's what his goal was. To create a beautiful light for us to look better than we do when we are together.
And we do right now.
that was his whole reason for doing what he did. He wanted people to come closer.
Thank you. Tak. Another great spot that we visited was his friend's private record store/gallery called Can. It's always a good sign when record digger legends like Charles Peterson, James Murphy, or Danilo of Motor City Drum Ensemble are their customers. So I had to go for the deep dive and found some lovely gems. Here are three records for your listening pleasures that I'd like to share with you. Some South African disco, which of course I love, by a band called Mordillo. And the album is called I'm Crazy. And crazy it is. I just love the South African sound of that late 80s, early 90s disco house era, basically towards the end of apartheid, where there's such joy in the sound, and maybe subconsciously they were feeling there's a change about to happen. Up next, the French-Canadian Dwight Druk with an album called Tangier. I was looking for this record for a while and remember that there was only one copy on Discogs, which came with a heavy price tag. And it's been re-released since and quite popular these days. But lucky me, I just found the first pressing here at Cannes. This record is probably most known for the French cover of Toto's 1978 classic Georgie Porgy, or Gorgy Porgy, which is beautiful as is, but it gets a whole new different feel when sang in French, well, Canadian French. An amazing fat sounding boogie record by Howard Johnson, and it's produced by Kashif. If you ever see a record where it says producer Kashif, you know it's gonna be great. Straight after my little record shopping spree, we went to Birds, that listening bar, and the bartender just saw me walk in with a bunch of records under my arm and asked right away if he could have a peek, which of course I let him have a look, and asked if I want to play a record, and of course I had to say yes. And then right away got to listen to these records on a beautiful custom Arda audio sound system.
So fine, so fine, no mind.
That's about it for now, but I'll check in with you next from sunny Los Angeles with hopefully some very exciting news on our next voice notes. And I'm gonna leave you with a beautiful track by the late Willie Wright and a track called I'm So Happy Now. I'll speak to you soon.